We're talking today with Janelle Buxton from the Pioneer family. And Janelle, let's talk a little bit about one of the products that are starting to really catch some traction, and that's the Aquamex line of your drought tolerance. Tell me a little bit about the evolution and where we are right now.
Absolutely. Well, Optimum Aquamex hybrids are Pioneer's elite class of drought-tolerant corn hybrids. They're developed to help deliver a yield advantage in water-limited environments, much like what we saw this year, and help deliver a top-end yield potential in your more normal favorable growing conditions, 150, 200 bushel acre environments. Optimum Aquamex hybrids were launched in January of 2011. So this was the second year of commercial sales, and they were put on about 2 million acres this year. In over 11,200 on-farm competitive comparison trials, we saw Optimum Aquamex hybrids perform about 8.9% bushel yield advantage in those tough, you know, water-limited environments, and then a 1.9% yield advantage in those more favorable growing conditions. So essentially what this does is this helps support what we've seen in our research fields, all the hypotheses, hypothesizing about drought tolerance and how you can breed for it, and are seeing these products deliver on farm, which is exciting.
What, as you know, look under the hood a little bit, How exactly has Pioneer approached this particular problem that farmers are so interested in?
Yeah, so drought tolerance or finding a solution to drought tolerance is really complex. And it's so complex because drought is different depending upon where you are geography-wise, but then also your stresses, heat stress, water stress, soil type. So there are various factors that can affect a plant during drought. What Pioneer has done is developed a native trait technology in these Optimum Aquamex hybrids through our accelerated yield technology system. We've identified certain genetics, sort of the best genetics that have specific mechanisms, modes of action that can help curb against drought stresses. So, for example, when we take growers are coming back to us over the last couple of years, they've came back and said we're seeing visible differences. We're seeing increased stay green. We're seeing less leaf firing, less leaf rolling, increased root mass, and then that kernel fill all the way to the tip. Well, one agronomic trait, just to give you an example of some of the genetics that are built into these plants, one agronomic trait is early flowering. And what that enables these products to do is help mitigate around that really severe drought stress timing, which is that flowering to grain fill. That's when most drought stress occurs. Well, if we can have these products flower a little bit earlier, that extends the pollination window, opens up the opportunity for more yield. So that's one example of an agronomic trait that is built into these hybrids that can help regardless of when drought hits.
I know that there's been some talk that this is kind of stretching the Corn Belt a little bit further west. Is that the real plan, or do you see, because of like the drought of this year, maybe these traits being a little more common in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana?
I think the most focus or most exciting thing that we can help provide is another cropping option. So growers in Kansas or western U.S., southern U.S. That have traditionally planted a lot of dry type crops, sorghum, wheat, they're able to plant corn for the first time, or at least consider it in their rotation. So that's been the most exciting thing to be able to be a part of with these products.
I know that, obviously we've always had some dry land acres, some irrigated acres as well in western Kansas, western Oklahoma, Oklahoma Panhandle, Texas Panhandle. Is there any benefit to the drought-tolerant Aquamex traits under irrigation?
Well, it's interesting because when growers set out, when they're picking their products for 2013 or, the next year, you always want to plan for the best year possible. Okay, you always want to plan for pretending that you're in an irrigated environment. The positive thing about Optimum Aquamex is that you have a workhorse and a racehorse hybrid built into one, meaning that these products are designed to defend and curb against drought stresses. However, they're also designed to deliver top-end yield potential underneath your irrigated environments. One other thing is that through some of the agronomic traits, so for example, the ability to regulate water a little bit better within the plant, if you're irrigating, that will help in thinking about your irrigating timing applications. Okay, knowing that these products can manage water a little bit better internally, how does that affect your irrigation decisions? So these are things that our local Pioneer sales professionals, agronomists, are working with growers to help provide the best management recommendations in those dry land and irrigated acres as well.
Maybe a few less inches of water that you could apply and get the same result.
Well, maybe not necessarily a few less inches of water, but looking at your application timing and making it the most effective as you possibly can is probably a really good way to think about it.
What's the future? In other words, how do you see this working into the overall scheme of things for the corn industry?
You know, one of the fascinating things to me this year has been walking fields with growers and having them give the feedback of, you know what, we had tough growing conditions, worse than the 80s, you know, going back to the 30s. And they expected those same yield results that they saw in the 80s and so on and so forth. They have seen how genetics have significantly improved within corn, genetics, soybean, and so on and so forth. Expect it to continue to improve. Anytime we advance a product, it has to be not at par, but provide a increased agronomic advantage, increased yield advantage before it gets advanced. So expect a continued evolution. We are looking at a transgenic solution late decade. However, there is no silver bullet solution for drought. So what we've built into these Optimum Aquamax products through a native trait technology is carrying the water, you know. So
Janelle Buxton with us today talking about some exciting technology that's being developed by the DuPont Pioneer folks. She's marketing communication manager for their corn business and talking about the Optimum Aquamax corn hybrids that they've got for water-limited environments. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.